Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by and welcome to the board meeting. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a comments session and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star then zero. As a reminder, this call is being recorded. I would now like to turn the call over to our host, Barbara Currie. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Roxanne. It's 11 o'clock, time to begin. Welcome to the February 4th, 2021 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamations in response to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible, and we have done so more than a time or two during these recent months. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent, given that we're still in the middle of a pandemic. Consistent with the governor's January 8th, 2021 disaster proclamation, as well as Public Act 101-0640, effective June 12th of last year, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference. The teleconference means that members of the public can listen to all of the meeting and, if they wish, speak during the public comment portion of the meeting. Before, as Roxanne mentioned, that we're recording, but I want to underscore that we are audio recording to comply with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act and to ensure that any public remarks that are given this morning can be documented and added to the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Member Polyvos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. Thank you. We have four members. We may proceed. There are no announcements today, so we move on to public comments. This is the portion of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Roxanne is our operator, and perhaps you'd come on the line at this time to let people know how they can log a request to make a comment. Roxanne?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a comment, please press 1, then 0 on your telephone keypad. Once again, if you have any comments, please press 1, then 0. And at this time, there is no one in queue.
All right. Well, then we'll move on to the next section, which will be the approval of minutes. We have the January 21, 2021 regular board meetings on the agenda. Member Polyvos moves to approve the minutes, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four yes, none no. The minutes are approved, and now we're on to the regular agenda. Rulemakings are 20-19 is a second notice opinion and order, and it's mine. On March 30th, 2020, the board received a proposal from IEPA to create new rules regarding the disposal of coal combustion residuals in surface impoundments as new 35 Illinois Administrative Code 845. On April 16, 2020, the board issued the proposed rules at first notice and published the rules in the Illinois Register. The board held two statewide public hearings. Due to COVID restrictions, participants in the public attended the hearings in person with safety precautions, but they were also able to attend through video and telephone. The first hearing was held on August 11th, 12th, 13th, and 25th. The second hearing was held on September 29th, 30th, and October 1st. Four separate public comment sections were held. The board welcomed oral comments from 120 members of the public. We also welcomed more than 180 written public comments from the public. Today at second notice, the board moves forward with Part 845, largely as proposed by IEPA. several issues upon which the board deviated from IEPA's initial proposal. First, we plan to open a subdocket to solicit more information and proposals on whether and how to regulate historic unconsolidated coal ash fields. In addition, we want to develop a record on the use of temporary... Hello?
Oh, shoot. I didn't touch anything.
So, are we offline? What's going on?
You may continue. All your lines, the speaker's lines are all open.
Okay. All right. So we wanted to create a record on the use of temporary storage piles of coal ash, specifically as to time and volume limits of the piles. And we also would entertain proposals for fugitive dust monitoring plans for areas that are neighbors of CCR service impoundments. And finally, in the subdocket, we will ask for proposals on the possibility of expanding our environmental justice screening tools. Other substantive changes, the board will add flood claims as a location restriction for CCR surface impoundments, increase the time the public will have to view important filings, allow the public to provide comment on alternate source determinations, strengthen the notice and content requirements for public meetings, provide for translation of public notices and translation services at public meetings, and require analysis of transportation alternatives in closure determinations. Don?
I'm back on. My call got dropped, so I had to call back
okay.
to you. Sorry.
This draft order instructs the board's clerk to publish the rules of second notice in the Illinois Register, submit the rules to JCAR, and open the sub-docket. I ask leave of my fellow board members for time to make non-substantive edits to the order. It is 109 pages long. Is there leave? Hearing no objection, leave is granted. Then I go ahead and move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the board? Member Van Wee?
Thank you, Madam Chair. As the newest member of the board, I wanted to take this opportunity to show my appreciation for the impressive undertaking of the board staff and attorneys in getting this highly technical and complicated rulemaking completed within 1 year. This rulemaking highlighted the talent and expertise possessed by the board and its incredible staff and attorneys. In particular, I'd like to recognize the contributions of Danny Pauly, Tim Fox, Richard McGill, Anand Rao, Essence Brown, Shannon Bilbrook, and Marie Tipsard. Additionally, I'd like to recognize the leadership of Barbara Flynn Curry and Vanessa Horton in bringing this rulemaking to completion. This final opinion and order demonstrates their commitment to ensure that every participant's position was heard and considered. So thank you, Madam Chair, and board staff and attorneys for carrying out the work needed to further our commitment to restore, protect, and enhance the quality of Illinois' environment for the benefit of all Illinoisans. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Member Van Wee. Your comments about the incredible staff work are absolutely to be underscored, and I appreciate that you took the time to make that part of the record, because all hands on deck, everybody's done a terrific job, and I hope that we will, at the end of the day, be proud of the proposal we are making. So I moved adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Any further discussion from members of the board? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Phew. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next rulemaking is R21-9. It's also mine. The board reserved this docket for U.S. EPA amendments to the definition of volatile organic materials that occurred between July 1, 2020 through December 31, 2020. During that time, U.S. EPA did not amend its definition of volatile organic materials. Therefore, no action is necessary, and the board dismisses the docket. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyball?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Our next rulemaking is R21-11. Member Polyvos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This draft order dismisses a docket that is not necessary to adopt identical in substance rules for underground injection control. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. The next rulemaking is 21-12, Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The board reserved this docket for U.S. EPA amendments to their municipal solid waste landfill regulations during the period between July 1st, 2020 and December 31st, 2020. During that period, the U.S. EPA did not act regarding these regulations in any way that would require board action. The only U.S. EPA amendment occurred on August 28, 2020 and related exclusively to a landfill facility in Arizona. That amendment affected no facilities in Illinois. So this order dismisses this docket, and I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no, the order is approved. And our final rulemaking today is R21-14, Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The board reserved this docket for any amendments to Section 22.4D of the Act relating to underground storage tank regulations promulgated by the U.S. EPA pursuant to Section 9003 of the Federal Resource Conservation and Recovery Act of 1976, better known as RCRA, adopted by U.S. EPA between July 1st, 2020 and December 31st, 2020. During that period, U.S. EPA took no action regarding its UST regulations that will require board action. Therefore, this order dismisses the docket, and I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Unanimity is the order of the day. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. We don't have any adjusted standards or administrative citations, so we move right into adjudicatory cases. The first is PCB 20-66, a proposed settlement. Member Van Wee.
Thank you very much. On March 19, 2019, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the state of Illinois, filed a two-count complaint against J&M Vehicle Management Enterprises, LLC, J&M, also known as J&M, an automobile and metals recycling operation, for operating an industrial facility without an NPDES permit and creating a threat of water pollution. On December 10th of 2020, the people in J&M filed a stipulation and proposal for settlement, accompanied by a request for relief from the hearing requirement of Section 31C1 of the Act. Under the settlement, J&M affirmatively admits the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $3,500. The board provided newspaper notice of the settlement in the Daily Chronicle on December 22, 2020. The board did not receive any requests for hearing. This order accepts the stipulation and proposed settlement and grants the party's request for relief from the hearing requirement. I hereby move the order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion from the board? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Our next item is PCB 20-96, a motion to dismiss. Member Polyvos.
Thank you. On January 25th, 2021, J.D. Street & Company filed a motion to voluntarily dismiss this appeal concerning a leaking underground storage tank in Jackson County. In this order, the board grants the motion, dismisses the appeal, and closes the docket. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-27, a proposal for settlement. Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On September 29th of 2020, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the state of Illinois, filed a two-count complaint against Surface Maintenance Services Incorporated for conducting a hazardous waste storage operation at a cleaning and painting facility without a RCRA permit and without meeting the requirements of the Environmental Protection Act. On December 16th of 2020, the people in Surface filed a stipulation and proposal for settlement, accompanied by a request for relief from the hearing requirement of Section 31C1 of the Act. Under the settlement, Surface does not admit or deny the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $11,750. The board effected newspaper notice in the Rockford Register-Star on January 9th of 2021. The board did not receive any requests for hearing. This order accepts the stipulation and proposed settlement and grants the party's request for relief from the hearing requirement. I hereby move this order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Any discussion? Hearing none. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next is PCB 21-28, a dismissal. Member Van Wee.
Thank you. On October 7th, 2020, the parties timely filed a joint notice to extend the 35-day period within which ExxonMobil Oil Corporation may appeal a September 10th, 2020 determination of the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regarding ExxonMobil's underground storage tank site located at 10301 South Cicero Avenue in Oak Lawn, Cook County, Illinois. On October 15th of 2020, the board extended the appeal period until January 17th of 2021. ExxonMobil did not file an appeal on or before January 17th of 2021. Therefore, this order dismisses the case and closes the docket. I hereby move this order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And the final matter is PCB 21-44, a proposal for settlement. Member Polyvos.
Thank you. On December 18, 2020, the people filed a three-count complaint against Core Champagne Daniel LLC. On January 29, 2021, the people and Core Champagne Daniel filed a stipulation and proposed settlement accompanied by a request for relief from the hearing requirement. Under the proposed stipulation, Core Champagne Daniel admits the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $17,500. This draft order directs the clerk to provide the required notice. I move the draft order.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. We have no new agenda items, and we are now ready to adjourn. Let me just say a final thank you to our incredible staff for all your hard work on 2019. You did yeoman service to the people of the state of Illinois, as well, of course, to the Pollution Control Board. So Member Polyvos moves that we adjourn, and seconded by Member Santos. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes. The ayes have it. The motion approved. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much.